The cuts on top of cuts the governor's budget already proposes are coming mostly from majority committee members, but some are so deep even fellow Republicans are questioning their value, like Joint Finance Co-Chair Dean Crawford.
My phone's going to start ringing because we don't have enough people to do the job because services are just potentially decimated.
Crawford was responding to a move by Republican Senator Bob Welch to cut nearly $8 million out of two programs in the Department of Natural Resources, an agency that already took an 18% cut in the governor's budget. Democratic Senator Gwen Moore said there's an easier way to gut government.
Repeal all the legislation and fill the $3.2 billion deficit today. If it were just simply that simple, is to just erase appropriations.
But Bob Welch says he feels compelled to dig deeper to fill what he says are holes in the governor's budget.
The way to get out of this budget process with a win for the people of Wisconsin is to have less government. So yes, there may be one less person behind the counter at the DNR. There may be one less computer project being done, and there may be one less class in medieval civilization at the university. And everyone's going to have to take a hit, and that's the only way we're going to get out of this.
Welch says everything in state government has a target on it. He says the majority wants to protect K-12 education, but says he expects that to take what he calls a hit as well. As for Welch's move on the DNR cuts after committee discussion, he changed it to start imposing cuts in the second year of the budget. It passed on party lines. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.